Hi, I'm Shekhar Gupta, and I welcome you to my weekly podcast based on my column, National Interest. Catch it every Saturday morning. We are heading into the long weekend of the big Independence Day. I call it big because it is the 75th and is being celebrated by Modi government on a mega scale with trending Amrit Mahotsav hashtags all the time. So as we enter into this long weekend, we can see that the political battle of hyper-nationalism is joined in earnest in our country. The Congress is still mostly caught up in its latest juvenile obsession, which is mocking Narendra Modi on Twitter over the tricolor too, or raising issues like whether it's made of polyester or plastic or khadi, which it should be. The other non-BJP parties or anti-BJP parties are caught in their own priorities, in many cases set by the Enforcement Directorate and CBI. Only two parties have tried to out-Tiranga BJP on this campaign. K. Chandrasekhar Rao in Telangana and Aam Aadmi Party in Delhi and elsewhere. The AAP response, AAP meaning Aam Aadmi Party, the AAP response is, however, more substantive and also more relevant because they are the only other challengers of the BJP besides the Congress with a pan-national presence. In their case, it's growing while the Congress parties is fading. I'm talking about the pan-national presence of these parties. For Aam Aadmi Party, it's growing. For the Congress, it's fading. Aam Aadmi Party is also way more capable of street fighting than the Congress. They were the quickest, that is Aam Aadmi Party, they were the quickest to figure that the war of the Tiranga would be the next chapter in the tussle for nationalism, which is now a key issue. And in this war over nationalism, both the numbers and size will matter. That's why they decided early enough to have the capital awash with the national flag, no less than 500 of them in Delhi. And each so big, you can't miss it even from a distance. The message is, not only is mine bigger than yours, there are also many more of mine. So I beat you in size and in numbers. The war of the Tiranga, however, is not some school gang fight over some symbolic issue. It is a metaphor for a new battle of ideas in national politics. The essential proposition or the foundation on which Narendra Modi's BJP built its post-2013 politics. We say 2013 because that's when he was nominated to be the party's prime ministerial candidate. So the central proposition or the foundation on which Narendra Modi's BJP built its post-2019 politics was religion and nationalism. In most democracies, this will be a killer. Once somebody combines religion and nationalism, nobody can fight it. So this will be a killer combination unless the rival can make better claims to it, which wasn't the case with the Congress by that time. By 2013, Congress had lost out on both of these. Both the Congress and the AAP contested BJP's monopoly claim over Hindu religious sentiment over time. Rahul has responded by visiting temples, carrying out rituals, being on camera in the temples, and his people have flaunted his sacred threat, the Janeu and Brahmin Gotra. That, however, has come across mostly as apologetic. Like saying, look, I'm a Hindu too. Now, that doesn't counter Modi's appeal to the Hindus. If at all, it gives his party the opening to say, see, we made even the Congress party remember the gods, Hindu gods, and acknowledge Hinduism as a factor in politics. Arvind Kejriwal was a bit more successful. Even if it took mugging up the Hanuman Chalisa from his phone on his way to a TV studio and then setting up the unsuspecting anchor by defying him to ask if he could recite it from heart, from his heart, the anchor's heart. And then when the anchor could not, Kejriwal bowed the Hindus by doing so himself. He also had the smarts to offer free pilgrimages to senior citizens in Delhi, mostly to Hindu centers of pilgrimage, but also tossing in Ajmer Sharif for, so it sounds secular, and the key Gurudwaras. But his government's advertising featuring him as a modern day Shravan Kumar. the storied ideal Hindu son who carried his blind parents on pilgrimages across India on his shoulders left nothing to imagination. He's fighting Hinduism with Hinduism. Now, you might have noticed that we are avoiding using Hindutva. We use it, we don't use it unless it's in this specific Savarkarite political context. In power in Delhi, Aam Aadmi Party did not speak up communal riots, incarceration of so many young Muslims on lynch or on lynchings elsewhere. They've been quiet, at least never in the spirit of activism that they are identified with. They've been sharp, now raising the question of destruction of temples, quote unquote, in Gujarat to build infrastructure or because they are built on encroachments. But they say these are temples that BJP is destroying. But they also know, Aam Aadmi Party is quite astute, they also know that on religion, the best you can do is fight a defensive or a hedging battle. Nationalism is another matter. This is where a bare-knuckles fight has now broken out between them and the BJP. It's been flagged off by the Tiranga. What else? Bare knuckles isn't exactly a most apt metaphor since the immediate context is freestyle wrestling. But it makes our point since we are mixing hard politics with contact sport. Watch therefore the fight between the BJP and the AAP over the complaint by woman wrestler Divya Kakran, who just won a wrestling bronze at Birmingham. Her complaint that while she lives in Delhi, Kejriwal government has done nothing for her has been widely used by the BJP people to attack the AAP government. The insinuation is that its commitment to both the truth and nationalism is dodgy. The truth because it apparently made promises to her in the past, and nationalism because after all, isn't that what a sporting medal is all about? It's about national glory. If the Kejriwal government defends itself by saying she's from Uttar Pradesh, so why should they reward her? The response is that she lives and trains in Delhi while being employed by Indian Railways here. Any which way, the BJP sees Kejriwal on the defensive on this issue. Now wait now for the next move from Kejriwal. Like the Tiranga, this too is a piece in the big picture where a new battle of ideas has begun in national politics. And that is about nationalism. For 3 years after Modi won his second national mandate in 2019, Kejriwal had carefully avoided making any attacks on him. No attacks on Modi after 2019 election result. If anything, you might have seen, say, on the big constitutional changes in Kashmir, etc., he was supportive of Modi government. It's as if Modi didn't exist as a threat to Kejriwal or a challenge. Not even when he campaigned, not even when Kejriwal campaigned in the subsequent Delhi Assembly poll and swept it again. This was smart tactics. If so much of the BJP's national sway is owed to one man, it was foolhardy to go head to head with him. So why fight Modi? Good politicians are not kamikaze pilots, and definitely not when they are underdogs by such an enormous margin. But they can wage guerrilla warfare. That's why attacks on Modi, if any, during these 3 years were carried out mostly by AAP's Twitter warriors. Now, over the past few weeks, this has changed. Kejriwal's Maunvrat on Modi has ended. This is an important turn in Indian politics. In some ways, this rivals the dramatic turn in Bihar. We say this because while Bihar has given a new energy to the old social justice Mandal politics warriors, that good days when caste could divide the Hindu vote are returning, the big picture is different. There is zero evidence yet that Bihar in 2022 can have the same overhang effect over Indian politics as it might have had in 1989-91, that is the Mandal Kamandal period, or even earlier in 1974-75. Which is the era of the pre-emergency popular protests when Jayaprakash Narayan's movement started in Bihar. The battle for national power will still be over religion, which means the Hindu vote, and nationalism. Now, two important things follow from this. And what are these two? That at a pan-national level, Congress isn't yet ready to fight on these planes. At the same time, AAP is heading for the big test of its national ambitions in the coming elections of Himachal Pradesh and Gujarat, where it's aiming to displace the Congress as the alternative to BJP, at least to rise as the second largest party or take enough seats from the Congress to rise as a substantive pan-state party. AAP cannot do so by attacking the Congress alone. That it could do by attacking the Congress in Punjab, but not elsewhere, because in Punjab the BJP didn't count. Now it has to take on the BJP, which means it has to take on Narendra Modi. It was adroit enough to fight in the Delhi assembly polls without attacking Modi, or even in Punjab, where the BJP doesn't count, as we just said. In both places, its approach would be described by twisting that famous Rajasthan slogan in the 2018 state assembly elections. Remember that one? Modi tujhse bair nahi, Rani teri khair nahi, Rani for Vasundhara Raje. Meaning thereby that, look, we are not anti-Modi, but we don't like your chief minister, so we'll vote against her. But come national elections, we'll vote for you. But while we might vote for you, we have no enmity with you. We won't spare your party's chief minister, Vasundhara Raje, who we don't like. For Kejriwal in Delhi and Punjab, it was quite possible to demodify their campaigning accordingly. So once again, in a kind of modified version of the same slogan, which is that we don't have a particular problem with Modi, we are not fighting Modi, but we'll fight the BJP and we'll fight the Akalis and the Congress party in Punjab. So that is what I mean when I say for Kejriwal in Delhi and Punjab, it was quite possible to demodify their campaigning. Now with their ambitions rising, that has to change. That is why, to use another boxing metaphor, and by the way, you keep saying I use a lot of cricketing metaphors, so I'm using a bit of boxing metaphor today, because I am crazed not just about cricket, but about all sport, particularly Olympic sport, and wherever possible, I try and evangelize it also. So that's why I'm using boxing metaphor today. So this is the second one after bare knuckles, that gloves have to come off now in Indian politics. India's most audacious new party has joined the battle with Modi on freebies and nationalism. The latter is more visible. Nationalism is more visible. So they will match it, Tiranga for Tiranga, slogan for slogan, tweet for tweet. It's going to be an interesting and important few months in what remains of this political year. Now, by the way, you might ask me, what is political year? You've heard of calendar year and financial year. So since we mostly look at politics all the time, there is no harm in also coining another term. So in this political year, when the country will see election in these two key states, particularly in Himachal and Gujarat, which is so crucial to Narendra Modi, let's use this expression and say this will be crucial in what remains of this political year.